What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. Hope your week's going great. Thank you again for making this a part of your day. All around the world, we're being broadcast, many different platforms. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So much happening, so much that God's doing. Let's jump right in. I want to call this episode, Women Can Know God Too. Women can know God too. Growing up in a poor area, you know, racism wasn't, if anything, I was probably oblivious. Being one of the only white kids in a predominantly black area, like I couldn't even imagine it. You know what I mean? I remember growing up, my mom always thinking, do you want to be African American? I'm like, of course I do. I mean, like, I didn't even see lines. Like, for me, it was like, and I never felt that way about men and women. Now, again, it's real. Trust me. The crazy stuff we deal with today is real. But understand, as a Christian, we're all the children of God. And I never, you know, I remember listening to old messages of like T.L. Osborne, you know, great hero in the faith, did mass crusades around the world, miracles, loved God, you know. I got so much inspiration from Dr. T.L. Osborne. And I remember one time watching a video of a conference he was doing. And he was like teaching. I was so excited because I just heard a message before and it was so powerful. I could even tell you the message now. And I remember listening intently on this next message, and he was talking about women in ministry. And this was many years ago, and I'm watching it going, bro, really? That's a thing? Like I said, I know it's me. I know I can be oblivious. But keep in mind, when I got born again and somebody handed me the Bible, I didn't immediately ask some barren preacher to interpret it for me. Like, I picked up the Bible and I read it myself, and I still do, and I touch heaven so we can see earth changed. Most people don't even know why they believe what they believe. It's just another set of unbeliefs handed down to a prior generation. And I remember watching this video and I'm thinking in my head, is this really is this serious? Like who in the world is telling a woman that she can't preach? Who in the world is telling a female that she's not anointed? And you think God is in heaven? Thinking in my head years ago, you think God is in heaven? And he's like, okay, I'm throttling how much I'm giving you because your gender. That's ridiculous. Recently, we went back out to Canada, see my wife's family. We love them dearly. And my little niece, Adea, she loves God. She's amazing. She was talking, you know, they are a part of a church. You know, they really supported us. Wonderful things. And it had been a while since that church saw them, and they, you know, my in-laws ran into somebody from the church and they're talking, say, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. Well, I guess this church was really don't believe in women ministry, you know, really don't believe that they should be in the pulpit, all these different things, which, side note, it's 2018. I can't believe I just said that. So my little niece, you know, they're trying to have like an adult conversation, and all of a sudden my niece jumps in and goes, oh, we don't go to that church anymore because of their belief on women. And she said, she's like five or six. She said, I need to tell you something. Women can know God too. And, you know, you can imagine this awkward moment there when, like, you know, I mean, the family's really not probably saying, they're Canadian too, so they're really probably not saying why they're not around. But when they told me this story, I thought, my gosh, are you kidding? First of all, I'm thinking, how could a church anywhere on the planet promote women not in leadership? I mean, are you kidding me? You would think like they would do a women march for rights on the pastor's face. I mean, even if you believe that, who would even talk like that today? And the other thing is, how far have we gone as a society where we're, I mean, we, if we don't have enough things to fight with darkness in the world and in the hate that's going on in life today, as a Christian, I'm saying as a Christian, we are sucked into debates and conversations and ideologies that we shouldn't even be getting involved in. Like what happened to the Great Commission? And so, you know, we're on this earth and the world is in a dogfight over race and equality and all these things that as a believer, we absolutely should stand for. But unfortunately, Christians around the world are getting sucked into these mud matches when the whole reason Jesus came to this earth isn't getting done. We're on this earth to seek and save that which is lost. We're on this earth to see lives changed and transformed, but we're slinging mud on Facebook about our crazy president. It makes no sense to me. So if you, number one, if you're a Christian, you need to focus. And number two, if you're a Christian, you better be ready to stand for the things that are on God's heart in the day we live in, because it is getting nuts. We're going to talk more about it. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. You know, every time... Look, I can come out in the, online or in life and say, man, you know something? The sky is blue today. And somebody will argue and say, no, you're missing a cloud. I can come out and say, man, that forest is so green. And somebody will want to start a GoFundMe for the branch that doesn't have leaves because I'm ignoring it. So I also realize we live in a ridiculous day. Like, if you say something, as a society, we're hurting to the other side. There are times that I have sat with women and I have said to them, it has nothing to do with gender. That's your problem. Because there is a generation of women who came up under a real oppression of women's rights and being put under spiritually, that even when they're in a safe place in a church that allows them, they still feel put down. So look, there's a place where I've actually had to tell ladies, look, I love you, mama, but you better get free from this because it's a you problem. So understand there is a realm where whatever, fill in the blank, whether it's racism, whether it's equality, that you just wear it so long that even if you're in a healthy place, you're still trying to make the issue and fight it. So look, that's the fact. That's just the bottom line. But there is a real place where there's people today stuck in churches, in ministries, where your gender, crazy enough to think, is holding you back. In the book of Acts, when Pentecost was poured out, and Jesus said, Acts 1:8, you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses. We all know he wasn't talking about gender. We know that the promise of the Father is for everyone. Joel chapter 2, verse 28, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Come on, ladies. Some of y'all are a bunch of all flesh up in here. I'm kidding. Listen, we're all flesh. I'm a whole lot of flesh too. You know what that means? There's no gender there. The Holy Spirit is going to be poured out on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. Everybody is going to hear from God. Your old men will pick up dreams again, and your young men will see visions, and young and old, men and women, female and male, we're going to step into something that God wants to do. I am the bride of Christ. Just like, ladies, you are the Son of God. I mean, sons of God. We're the same thing. We're children of God. So we have to understand as believers, if you're even in a toxic environment like that, get out. Why are you messing with this? I don't get it. I love churches. I plant churches. I'm a pastor, been doing it for 20 years. I'm telling you, you're wasting your life if you're going to be stuck in a situation where this is limited. I mean, you're not a hero. You don't have to be the hero of your own story. You ladies, you need to be free. You need to be around people that won't put lids on you. You need to believe that you can do anything that God has called you to do, and there's no difference. I don't care what your jacked up denomination says. It's 2018. We've got to get a little bit beyond that craziness. And the truth is, women have better discernment. The truth is, there's things ladies see that men will never see. The truth is, if I didn't have powerful, powerful women praying for me every day, I couldn't do what I do around the world. You realize the amount of women that give me insight and vision and all that men couldn't do that. Trust me, they don't have enough discernment. They're not even qualified. They don't even have the DNA to handle that. But it's crazy to me in a society that we're just limiting people. And I don't want to limit God. What if God raises up a 15-year-old prophet? Will we receive him or her? Which leads me to the next thought is Potini. You know, in John 4, Jesus met the woman at the well, and it's so funny because we don't really talk much about her. This chick went on to transform the world. Saint Potini, as she's known, her name reads Saint Potini equal to the apostles. This was the first woman to shed and crash every ceiling that was placed on females. You guys need to research her. She was so powerful. She led Nero's children to the Lord, and Nero threw her into a fiery furnace, and she lived. She lived. This is not like, this is truth. This woman was a miracle worker sent by God today to think that a church is telling women they can't lead is stupid. Then at least it was like, yeah, yep, that's what a lot of people believe. It was culturally different. Saint Potini, equal to the apostles. Nero couldn't even kill this girl. She was so filled with the Holy Ghost. She was such a threat to the establishment. I mean, it's crazy to think. I mean, she ultimately died in a well, which is wild. The woman at the well died in a well. But when I studied her early on in life, I realized that, man, she is a powerhouse. And I wanted to know a lot about her. Because I really believe that she is a sign of what's coming. I'm telling you, look, as cute as that phrase was, for my little niece, women can know God too. Yeah, baby, I'm telling you that women are just not going to know God too. They're going to do mighty exploits. They're going to pass all these lame men on this earth. They're going to start doing signs and wonders and all the things that God has called them to do in a powerful, powerful way. You watch the Potinis arising on this earth. And they're going to do mighty exploits. And I thank God for the Catherine Colemans and the Amy Simple McPhersons and the women and the Heidi Bakers on this earth. Because look, you're in shark-infested waters. And if a poor little family somewhere in Canada is feeling that pinch, then trust me, there are people all over the earth. God is going to have his way. The world we live in is so broken. It's so cracked. The church better get it right. She better rise up to what God has called us to do and realize that you and I both have a part to play in this. So ladies, get ready. God is going to release you in mighty droves. Men, change your mindsets. Holy Spirit is about to fall on all flesh. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.